Why not podcast? Well, when podcasting for educational purposes, there are a number of good reasons not to. First, ironically, podcasts take us back to the medieval lecture hall from which we are just now emerging. The lecture was used because few books were available for students, and some students were not able to read well anyway. The students were privileged to passively absorb the information of the learned professor, whose perspective was accepted as final. The lecture hall was not designed for discussion or interaction, just reception and retention of information. We risk adopting the same effects when podcasts become the means by which education is attempted. Technology has the potential for increased interaction of distant learners, but podcasts are not interactive, so it seems that we are making less use of technology than it affords. Second, podcasts become the off-sited, yellowed notes of the professors that we used to decry. Unless those creating podcasts are extremely facile with the recording and editing software, changing a podcast is quite difficult. Adding new comments to an existing sound file takes time and savvy. Fixing errors of fact or elaborating existing arguments is difficult without redoing the entire presentation. The medium invites ossification of the message that it contains. Third, time is a factor. Long presentations can take substantially more time to review than the same presentation in text form. Not all MP3 players allow listeners to stop and start at the same point, requiring tedious searching by them. Even for the better players that allow you to stop and start as you wish, the pace of the presentation will always be slower than a reading. I recommend you carefully consider your pedagogical goals before attempting to podcast a course or even segments of courses. Just for the sake of being new or hip or cutting edge, don't forsake the incredible richness and potential depth of interaction that a simple face-to-face meeting can produce. Use technology wisely.